The obscure nature of the future is a paralytic for investors of capital, from the smallest businessman thinking to use his tiny savings to buy a new piece of equipment he hopes will produce a good return on investment over the coming years, to the analyst at a huge investment firm needing to recommend to her firm and its clientele where to move capital. The obscure nature of economic problems today have been explosively exacerbated by the reaction to the Wuhan virus outbreak by local and state officials. Instead of a first focus on medically hardening of vulnerable populations and most easy spread of the disease to those most likely to be hit hardest by it, many of those officials chose actions which focused on those least likely to contract the disease and to have the worst of symptoms. In so doing, officials put the larger population's economic future into doubt and increased panic among the wider public with their bans, shelter orders, and threats of fines aimed not at those who needed serious monitoring and quarantine due to exposure or risk, but at those less likely to be disease spreaders or sufferers. An economic disaster was already underway in Texas with the collapse of oil prices. Officials have made it worse by a knee-jerk response that has done catastrophic damage to what were healthy parts of our economy. They've actually ensured that the suffering from both the virus and economic hardship lasts longer for everyone. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.